Okay, it's inevitable. Anybody in any walk of business, whether it's in self-publishing or beyond, you're going to be losing some money. But sometimes I see people unnecessarily losing money, and, you know, I want to stop that. So here's 7 reasons your online book publishing business loses money. We're going to talk about that in today's podcast, so make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by the DIY Publishing Course. Get your hands on the most comprehensive course on do-it-yourself publishing mastery that has helped over 1,100 self-publishers to date. Wow. With about 355 videos and downloadable resources, you'll never run out of content to help elevate your self-publishing game. Get 10% off lifetime access to the DIY Publishing Course when you visit dalelinks.com/podcast and use the coupon code PODCAST. Again, 10% off lifetime access to the DIY Publishing Course when you go to dalelinks.com/podcast and use the coupon code PODCAST. Alrighty, so let's just break right into things. I think I've kind of broken it down pretty good for you in the intro. People are losing tons of money, and sometimes I think they're just doing it unnecessarily. And, you know, not that anybody ever wants to shoot for losing money, unless it's some, you know, Brewster's Millions type thing, an old Richard Pryor movie. But in most instances, people don't want to be losing money, but I just see this so many times. It's indie authoritis. Sometimes indie authors believe they're supposed to do something and they're going to do it even at the detriment of their pocketbooks. And I see so much like, and I've made these mistakes. There's a good reason why I've got a YouTube channel and I've dispensed some advice because I want to kind of steer you clear of these pitfalls that I've fallen into myself. Now, not all of them have I been guilty of, but I've at least seen other people that have been guilty and helped guided them away from that. So we've got 7 reasons, and let's make sure we just jump right into things with reason number 1, no brand. All right, listen, I say this a lot, but I think it bears merit and worth in repeating when I say this. If you do not know what you're doing, you're just going to be flying around like a freaking fire hose with no one holding on to it, okay? You gotta get good on your brand. Now, I always tell people your brand is your promise to your audience. What can your audience expect? So sometimes if you're ever watching me on, say, YouTube, you probably see me say things like, learn how to write, publish, and build an author platform. Okay, so people know what to expect from my specific brand. What is your brand? Because I see it far too often where you get some authors out there that want to be the next Stephen King. They're doing all these genre hoppings, you know, where they're trying to be multi-niche. Folks, Stephen King can get away with it, all right? He's been doing it for so many stinking years. If he felt like putting out a book about, you know, cross-stitching, I bet you he'd probably crush it. That's just how good Stephen King is. But I got news for you. You're an indie author. You've got a niche down. And until you grow a gigantic following, we're talking like E.L. James following. It's 50 Shades of Grey, if you will. Unless you get something really big like that, you probably shouldn't be genre hopping. You need to get good on what it is your brand is. Otherwise, you're going to confuse your audience and they're not going to come back for more. And so that's how you're losing some money. Next one. Reason number 2, no goals equals no direction. That's simple. I don't even have to say anything more. No goals equal no direction. If you're getting up and blindly writing every single day and you're publishing blindly and you're not really having any kind of goal, then don't be surprised when you're like, I don't understand. I'm losing money in my business. Well, you need to have a goal planned out. You need to have vision. You need to have a game plan on what you're going to be doing, the direction you're going to be headed. Otherwise, this is like putting on a blindfold, being spun around a few times, and then being told, okay, hit the bullseye. Yeah, you'll be lucky. And sure, every now and then I hear some people say, you know, a squirrel gets its nut every now and then. A blind squirrel gets its nut. Well, you know, don't expect to be the blind squirrel, okay? You know, gets that nut. You're going to be the blind squirrel not getting that nut, and that's just that. So no goals equals no direction. Get good on it. Write down your goals. Plan it out in micro chunks and how you're going to get to it. Use that as a roadmap to get to where you want to go so you're not losing a ton of money. Number three, not enough assets. Okay, so this one right here, there are some exceptions to this rule. But for the most part, if you're just publishing one single book, be prepared in having to really produce more assets to support that. You could probably be, for instance, putting out a lead magnet that draws in more email newsletters. It could be going out and getting interviews, which would create assets that you can really get it to where people come in to see your single book. Or creating more assets could be something as simple as publishing a single book every month and doing it for like a year, 2 years, or even longer, because eventually what's going to happen is if you've got enough assets, that is more windows into what is your brand and more people are going to consume it. So when you don't have enough assets, you're just going out there publishing a single book and going, I don't understand. Like, why am I not, you know, making any money? Why am I, I'm putting things into ads? And okay, are you going and visiting libraries? Are you doing any interviews? Have you tried doing a YouTube channel? Are you doing any guest blog posts? Do you even have a website? So there's so many areas of opportunity. If you're losing money or not making any, or your book is just floundering, then I would really recommend that you start to think about assets. How can you get out there more and create more assets for your self-publishing brand? All right, number four. Paying for fake traffic. Oh, good Lord. And I see this. I see it over on Fiverr. And I'm taking a deep breath because it just drives me wild. I seen somebody more recently that was talking about putting backlinks to their freaking their product page. Are you insane? No, that really doesn't work. Those scams don't work. In fact, the only way they work is they take your money. And I see some people, they'll buy social media, you know, broadcasts to somebody's botted account that has 200,000 fake accounts. And they're like, yeah, we'll go ahead and share it to our 200,000 followers. Yeah, that pretty much means they're going to take your money and they're going to put you onto an account where you feel good about yourself. But at the end of the day, you know, it's nothing. It really is. So don't be paying money for fake traffic. Don't go on to Fiverr to have somebody put backlinks onto your product page or your website or your YouTube video. The stuff is a scam. That don't even touch it. So paying for fake traffic, it's a big no-no. It's a waste of money. Do it the right way. Again, kind of on the last point where I said create more assets, get out there, do more interviews. That drives traffic. That's a bit more proven. It's better that you go over and have an interview with Bob, who does a podcast from his mom's basement and has a whopping three people, than to pay for a $5 gig that supposedly advertises your book. Nah, I'll go with Bob every single time. All right, so next one. Number five, blind marketing. All right, so I see a lot of people that go, oh, Amazon ads don't work. Oh, Facebook ads don't work. Google ads don't work. YouTube ads don't work. Oh, they don't work, they don't work. Okay, so how long did you do it? Well, I did it for 2 weeks and I did exactly what you told me. Okay, let's go ahead and I'm just going to have to temper your expectations with reality. And the reality is putting 2 weeks into anything is not going to get you any level of success. Sure, if you take a few steps back, you might learn something. But that's the whole thing. If you're trying to just blindly market out to every single avenue without first understanding how it functions and how you can best leverage it, then yeah, you're going to have some issues. I hate to put it this way, but you know, it's not going to take 2 weeks. Heck, it's not going to take a month. It's going to probably take 3 months, 6 months, even maybe a year or more. Heck, it took me that long to figure out Amazon advertising, about a year or more before I was like, light bulb went above the head. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's my aha moment. So if you're going to do any kind of marketing, get on One Direction, go for it. Just be prepared that you're going to need to become a student of the game in order to actually see some type of return on your investment. Will you still be losing some money? Yeah, but I want you to kind of think of it kind of like paying for your education. So as long as you're taking a step back and figuring out and analyzing the data and saying, okay, how can I make this ad campaign that much better? And so, next one, number six, no post-launch marketing strategy. Publish and pray. There we go. We just hit that publish button and everybody's going to know my book is live inside the Amazon store or Apple iTunes or any other various places. Okay, folks, there's not a neon sign above your book saying buy me, right? Just because you got a few good keywords does not mean that people are going to come flocking to get it. Okay, there's unicorns in this business that can get away with it, but they are the 0.00001% of the people in the business. The vast majority of you have to plan on doing a marketing strategy. So as a, for instance, my brother's getting ready to launch his book on live streaming, and it's going to be launching on Black Friday. I anticipate that I'll be booking him on various podcasts, YouTube channels, and getting him some guest blog posts. Because why? Because that is a great way to get out there post-launch and tell people, hey, I've got a new book out. You know, go on for an interview. He's going to go ahead and drop some 411 when it comes to his niche and his knowledge. And then in so doing, he's going to promote it. How many times have you seen some people that are promoting, say, a movie? I mean, good Lord, like the Avengers movies, like how many freaking press junkets did they do? I don't think they slept during the whole time anytime they had launched a stinking movie. And the same thing's going to go for you. This needs to be the, you know, better than, you know, the second coming of sliced bread, peanut butter and jelly. You know, you really need to get out there and don't stop. Keep promoting. So I want you to think about this before you ever even put anything on pre-order or even publish it. You got to kind of think to yourself, okay, who can I contact? What can I do for them? How can I get in front of more people? What are some libraries I can go visit? Can I run a keynote speaking engagement? Can I run a workshop? You got to keep thinking about these things. And I would really recommend that right out the rip, the very first month that that thing is published, you better have at least 6 to 12 different bookings in order to really get some good traction. Again, remember this, it's like building assets. Those assets are going to advertise your book and they work for you. Alrighty, so I've got one final tip. Before I do get into that last tip, I do want to let you know, you can join me every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at dalelinks.com/live. Self-publishing with Dale over on YouTube. It's always a live one. It's always a blast. Of course, join me for the podcast recording every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/self-published. Remember, you can subscribe for free with your Amazon Prime. See how to do it at dalelinks.com/twitchprime. All right, last point, number seven. This one's probably the biggest one and one I can't stress enough. If your book cover's hit, it's time to figure things out, because if you got a back book cover, it's going to get you to lose tons of money, not only in the time or maybe the money you invested into a bad book cover, but also the potential, like people visiting your ads. They go look at your ad, they click on it, they go, oh this cover looks stupid, pass, you know. And I had somebody who just vehemently argued me in the YouTube section of my comments once, where like, I don't judge a book by its cover. Great, that's awesome for you. You know, you are just, You're the pinnacle of awesomeness, you know, supporting other authors. The vast majority of people, 99.99999% of people, judge your book by its cover. If that thing's hit, no one's going to buy it. Okay, so let's get good on this. You need to start being realistic. And I always recommend this. When you're getting ready to launch a book, you need to create three different iterations of your publication. of your cover. And then you're going to go and you're going to pull your audience. If you don't have an audience, pull your peers. Have people choose the cover they like best and then have them give you constructive feedback. Tell them, you know, hey, I need to kind of learn just a little bit more. Could you be honest? Pull no punches with me. What are some areas that you think are really awesome? What are some areas that you think are terrible? I think you're going to find in most instances, your audience is going to give you the best feedback. Peers are great. And if you're inside the self-publishing industry, sometimes we're inside this bubble and we're going to have our opinions and such. But the best audience to pull is going to be your readers, because the readers are going to know. They're going to look at that and go, oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. Or I don't know. Why are you doing this cover? Why do you have a Werebear Shapeshifter cover and you're putting out a how-to manual for, you know, cars? I've seen it happen so many times before. I think I'd seen someone's book cover one time is for decluttering, and it looked like it was a horror novel cover. I'm like, wow, that is completely the wrong type of niche that you have here. So that is the 7 points that I wanted to share with you, you know, reasons your online book publishing business loses money. Hey, just a little bit of a small ask. If you could do me a favor, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review if you would be so kind to do that. In the meantime, in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com. for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.